title appears, Three Little Pigs. A pig carries a bundle of hay and tosses bits of it onto an unfinished straw hut. He wears a black coat with a yellow bow at the collar. A flute and dances to the rhythm. A second pig on a ladder hammers a stick in an unfinished wooden house.
I build my house of sticks. I build my house of twigs. With a hey diddle diddle, I play on the fiddle and dance all kinds of jigs.
Wearing a blue coat with a black bow, he plays a fiddle and moves to the music. A third pig spreads wolf-proof cement on the bricks of an unfinished house.
I build my house of stone. I build my house of bricks. I have no chance to sing and dance, 'cause work and play don't mix.
Wearing overalls, he lays bricks. Now the first pig places a straw chair outside his hut, then unrolls a straw welcome mat. He picks up his flute and does a jig. Meanwhile, the second pig hangs a horseshoe above his door. He picks up his fiddle as the first pig approaches, and they frolic around together. Playing their instruments, they skip toward the third pig's house, which has a garden and stone walkway. The third pig cuts a brick to size and places it on the partially built chimney.
He don't take no time to play, time to play, time to play. All he does is work all day.
You can play and laugh and fiddle. Don't think you can make me sore. I'll be safe and you'll be sorry when the wolf comes to your door.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
As the two pigs hold hands and circle around each other, a wolf tiptoes toward them, taking cover behind trees. He wears a top hat and trousers with suspenders. He peeks out from behind a tree and licks his drooling lips.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
I'll punch him in the nose.
I'll tie him in a knot.
I'll kick him in the chin.
We'll put him on the spot.
They aim their instruments like guns.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
They spot the wolf staring at them from behind a tree. They flee. As the wolf chases them, the second pig runs into his wooden house. The first one trips, and the wolf pounces on him, but he escapes. The first pig runs into his straw hut, re-emerging to bring the welcome mat inside. The wolf bangs on the door, then tries to shoulder it open.
Open the door and let me in!
Not for the hair on my chinny chin chin!
The wolf jumps back.
I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in!
He puffs up his chest and blows. Most of the straw gets blown away, leaving only the roof and a pole, which the pig hangs onto. The wolf attacks, but the pig flees. He escapes into the second pig's house, the wolf banging into the door as it shuts. While the pigs cower under a rug, the wolf tries to force the door open. The wolf glances around, then he grins.
Well, they're too smart for me. Guess I'll go home.
On all fours, he runs away exaggeratedly, looking back toward the house. Hiding behind a fence, he claps his hands and pats his knees. Inside the wooden house, the two pigs listen.
He's gone.
Outside, wearing a sheepskin, the wolf tiptoes with a basket around him. He settles into the basket right outside the door. The pigs jump under the rug and tremble.
Who's there?
I'm a poor little sheep with no place to flee. Please open the door and let me in.
Not for the hair of our chinny chin chin. You can't fool us with that old sheepskin.
The wolf jumps up.
I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in!
He puffs up his chest. He blows, shredding the wooden house, leaving only the door behind with the two pigs holding it. The pigs look around, gaping, then check outside the door. They shut the door and flee as the wolf chases them. He gets hold of their tails and digs his heels into the ground but crashes into a tree. The pigs escape as apples pile onto the wolf. One apple smashes on his face. The two pigs run into the third one's brick house and jump under his bed. The third pig secures a door chain.
See, I told you what would happen when that big wolf came around. Only bricks and stones are wolf-proof. Now, at last, you're safe and sound.
He jumps up on a brick stool and plays a piano.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
The first two pigs hide under the bed again as the third one walks to the door.
Who's there?
The wolf wears a disguise.
I'm the full of brush man. I'm working my way through college.
The pig takes a brush.
Thank you.
Now I got you!
The wolf reaches in through the chain door, but the third pig smacks his foot with the brush. He whacks the wolf on the head, then pulls a rug out from under his feet. He throws the brush out at the wolf.
By the hair on your chinny chin chin, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in!
He puffs up his chest and blows. The house stays intact. The wolf tries again, his suspenders popping open from the strain. Inside, the pig listens, then plays the piano. As he blows, the wolf's face turns blue, then purple. He grabs the door and tries to yank it open. The pig smilingly continues to play the piano. His trousers now gone, the wolf jumps on the roof and peeks down the chimney. He tries to squeeze himself through. Inside, the third pig notices soot raining down on a cauldron sitting on the fireplace and takes off the lid. He picks up a large can labeled turpentine and pours it into the boiling contents of the cauldron. Above, the wolf manages to squeeze himself completely into the chimney. He falls into the cauldron and winces repeatedly. The pig watches from around a corner. The wolf jumps up and out of the chimney. Landing outside, he runs around in circles in pain, then sprints away. Inside, as the two other pigs dance around, the third pig knocks on the piano. The first two pigs hide underneath the bed. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.